most of the time we weren't in the shelter when anything happened. This is the most peculiar thing. And I know I was never very happy in the damn things, because my mother was an elderly lady that lived next door. And my mother said, well, you better come in with us to the shelter. And we had these bunks. And I had to get up early in the morning, because I had to bike to Wickford every day. And that was quite a long journey. And this lady didn't stop talking all the time, and also was sucking boiled sweets and crunching, so I wasn't very happy about that. But the other thing perhaps I should mention, when there was a threat of the invasion, either side of the A127, they had huge anti-tank ditches dug, huge things, stretching from far as the eye could see, and also poles, steel poles with wires connected to them to stop gliders landing. The whole of New Thundersley, that's the back of focus there, was just trenches, anti-tank ditches, and these anti-glider things. Tremendous amount of work went into it, really did. We used to see these diggers digging these things. And also at the top of Raymond's Drive in Thundersley, there was a big concrete emplacement. We all thought it was going to be a gun emplacement, but as we watched it grow, it was like a huge circular greenhouse, and there were these, looked like large bottles inside. I now know what they were, because one night my father got up and he said the whole of the sky was lit up, and what it was an enormous floodlight, and there must have been many of them around, so that if there were parachutists coming at night, they switched these things on, and there was a huge beam that went up, and they probably all joined up. I'm not certain about that, but it's the only one I know, and it's just at the top of Raymond's Drive, on the corner of what is Birch's Road. And that was it. And what they were mercury vapor lamps, which were very powerful, and that's what we thought we saw, all the these bottles.
Very similar to your bicycle light.
No. The bicycle lamp was acetylene. These were mercury vapor, which was when mercury was heated, it went to a vapor, and would give off this tremendous, brilliant light.
Right.
So I don't know. I think it's all been a bit disjointed.
No.
Oh, it's the other thing. There is another thing. I don't know whether they're interested. Boyce Hill Golf Course had searchlights on.
Right.
Massive searchlights. About four or five searchlights. Because the golf course was closed during the war. We weren't supposed to go over there. But we did take a few girls over there occasionally. And they were rotten lot. If they knew that there was chaps with girls over there, they used to get these searchlights and scan all round. It could be embarrassing to get caught.
Yes, you don't want to be caught in a searchlight. No. In that kind of situation.
No. So, but that's it. We used to go to the Kingsway Cinema during the war a lot. they used to flash on the screen, superimposed over the film, there is an air raid on. Well, we knew that because we could hear all the guns going and God knows what. Very few people left. Most people stayed. People that had to go, of course, you see people going out, but it was a very good cinema, that was.
This is the one in Hadley?
Yes, yes, where what was Lookers, now it's going to be Morrison's,